and now to a trial in New Jersey that could have an impact on the Senate in Washington. New Jersey Senator Democrat Bob Menendez is in federal court facing 12 counts of fraud and bribery. Prosecutors say that Menendez helped a friend with various government disputes in exchange for luxury trips and donations to super PACs. If Menendez is convicted, it raises the question of whether he could retain his Senate seat and whether a Republican might be appointed in his place. Joe Hernandez is a reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia, and he's been following the trial. Joe, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Meghna.
So Menendez's defense is presenting its case this week. Take us through his argument, the defense he's mounting.
Well, Menendez and his friend are being charged with a slew of bribery conspiracy charges. Prosecutors allege that Menendez accepted gifts from this friend, flights on his private jet, trips abroad, and political donations. And in exchange, he gave this friend kind of a leg up in some of the government problems that this friend had. That included a contract dispute in the Dominican Republic, a Medicare billing dispute because this friend is a wealthy eye doctor from Florida, as well as some visas that this friend wanted to get for his girlfriends. Now, the defense attorneys are saying there's no such bribery agreement ever made between these two guys. They're simply old friends, and they've pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Okay, and the friend is Dr. Solomon Melgen.
Solomon Melgen, yep.
Right, okay. So is Senator Menendez expected to take the stand in his defense?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we'll find out soon. But so far, they've put a lot of, former officials in the State Department and other departments, as well as former staffers for Menendez on the stand to kind of chip away at this narrative that there was some kind of illicit agreement between these two men.
Okay, so we'll see how that unfolds as the case proceeds. But of course, last year, the Supreme Court overturned the conviction of Virginia's former governor, Bob McDonnell. And that set a new, much higher standard for what it takes to prove corruption. So how is that decision affecting this case, if at all?
So in that decision, the Supreme Court justices said, in order to be bribery, the public official has to do what's called an official act. So, for example, Meghna, if you were bribing me, prosecutors would have to say, you know, Joe did an official act on behalf of Meghna. That could include, you know, an obvious example of that would be voting on a bill or proposing a piece of legislation that benefited you. In this case, Menendez made some calls. He set up meetings. And so his lawyers are saying those things he did for his friend Solomon Melgen don't rise to the level of official act. Of course, that's only one layer. There's also the issue of whether there was that quid pro quo agreement between these two guys.
Okay. So with the full understanding that this case is ongoing and there has been no verdict of any kind yet, I do want to ask you a little bit about what might happen if Senator Menendez is convicted. Because, I mean, according to Senate rules, even when a senator is sentenced to prison, they don't automatically lose their seat, right?
Well, right. It takes a lot for a senator to automatically lose their seat. And if he were convicted, he wouldn't automatically. Now, there have already been calls from some lawmakers that said, you know, if he's convicted, he should resign right away. And there are a lot of ifs here because we don't know yet, as you said, whether he'll be found guilty or not. And if he were expelled from the Senate, it could happen right now. You know, it could happen soon, which would mean Governor Chris Christie were still in office and he might appoint a Republican to fill Menendez's seat. But New Jersey also has a governor's race this year. We'll have a new governor in January, and the Democrat right now is leading in the polls. So if Menendez left his seat after, the election and New Jerseyans elected a Democrat, that person might, appoint a Democrat to fill a seat. So a lot of ifs, and it's all still up in the air.
Okay. And so that's the election coming up this year in just a couple of weeks you're talking about. The gubernatorial
exactly
election.
Right.
I see. So the timing of this case seems rather critical. I mean, we just have a couple seconds. What do we expect in terms of timing in the court case?
It was supposed to last 6 to 8 weeks. We're in week 7 now, so it should be wrapping up soon. The defense says they could rest as early as this week.
Wow. Joe Hernandez, reporter for WHYY. Joe, thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot, Meghna.